And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Duel is Fought. If you've been following the adventures we describe in this book, boys and girls, you'll remember that Yuki Butcher challenged me, one of his very best friends, to a duel. A duel to be fought with either swords or pistols, weapons of my choosing, the way the rules go, at dawn in Harvest Home Park in Cheviot, Ohio, just outside of the city of Cincinnati. Well, as today's chapter begins, it's just dawn, and Yuki and Mayor Plumfront and Sparky and I are out at Harvest Home Park, and Yuki is saying...
Choose your weapons, Big John. Swords or pistols?
Yuki, what would you do if I refused to fight this outrageous duel?
Why, you can't refuse. Your honor is at stake. If you can't choose your weapons, I will.
Now, hold on there, Yuki Butcher. Another little matter you seem to forget is the fact that it just so happens to be against the law to fight a duel in the United States of America.
I don't know if no law that says it's against the law to fight a duel. Now, you keep silent, Mayor. It is dawn, the sun is rising in the east, my fair lady's honor is at stake, and I'm about to fight a duel for her honor. So, Big John, choose your weapons, swords or pistols.
Yuki, I'm not going to fight a duel.
Well, this is a fight. How do you do? Feller can't even fight a half-wit duel nowadays. Look, Big John, I slapped your face with my gloves. Now, when that happens, that means I challenge you to a duel. You can't back out. It's against all the rules of chivalry and all that there kind of stuff like that there.
It's also against the rules of modern civilization.
Well, which is more important, modern civilization or chivalry?
As far as I'm concerned, modern civilization is more important.
And as far as old Yuki Butcher is concerned, chivalry is not dead.
Well, it will be if we fight this duel.
Well, since you have shown the white feather the true mark of cowardice, I shall choose the weapons. Big John, I choose pistols. Here's your dueling pistol. Prepare for the duel.
Look at the pistol Yuki's handing you, Big John. He means business.
Yeah, it looks like he does, Buster.
Seems that way. Yuki, before we fight this duel, give the mayor and Sparky and me just a moment to talk this thing over, will you? Will it be all right with you?
Well, okay.
Come on over here a minute, Mayor.
Yeah, what is it you had in your mind?
Well, Big John, what are you going to do? Are you going to fight the duel?
Well, I most certainly don't want to. Not only don't I want to get hurt, but I most certainly don't want to hurt Yuki. Oh, Mayor, this whole thing is just out of the question, and it's getting out of control, too. Come on, now, let's get down to business and talk Yuki out of this.
Well, I don't know how you're going to do it, Buster. That dumb snoot Yuki has got this here idea in his head, and nothing's going to get it out.
Well, you fellas ready now? Map out your strategy, did you?
Yuki, we didn't map out any strategy.
Right, that's the best way. We just stand back to back with our dueling pistols in our hands. The mayor will count 10. We'll take 10 steps, whirl around, and shoot at one another.
Well, we're not going to do it, Yuki.
What do you mean we're not going to do it? Of course we are. We're fighting a duel, ain't we?
No, we're not. I'm not going to participate in this ridiculous duel.
Well, now, Big John, I beg to differ with you. You are so going to participate in this here ridiculous duel, you can't get out of it. There's nothing you can do about it.
There's certainly something I can do about it. I can refuse to fight it.
Oh, a coward, are you? That's a fine how do you do. I never thought that you were a coward, Big John. Never
thought
that.
You aren't going to let Yuki call you a coward, are you?
If it's going to save Yuki's life or mine or both of us, yes. I'll let him call me anything he wants to.
Oh, Big John.
Now, look at that. Look what you went and done there, Big John. You done went and destroyed all the faith and trust that little Sparky ever had in you. Look at him standing there, staring at you. A mere disillusioned shell of a lad.
Look, Sparky, I'm not a coward. As I said before, I'd be more than willing to fight if it were necessary. But this whole thing is silly. Besides, it's against the law, and I will not break the law.
I don't know how there could be any half-wit law that says it's against the law to fight a half-wit duel. Now, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get ready, Big John.
Well, count off your 10 seconds, Yuki, because I'm not going to fight this duel.
If you're not ready to fight this here duel in 10 seconds, I shall fight it myself. I'll pace off 10 steps and whirl around and shoot, so you better be ready to defend yourself.
Yuki, you can't do this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
By George, Buster, I believe he means business.
6.
Yeah, it looks like he does.
7.
Sparky, hide behind the tree in case he does shoot that pistol. Mayor, I'm not going to shoot at Yuki. But what are we going to do?
Wait a minute, I got an idea. Just a minute. Yuki! Yuki, stop counting there. We'll fight the duel.
Hey, wait a minute, Mayor.
Just let me handle this, Buster. I told you I got an idea.
Well, now, that's more like it. All right, let's begin. Stand there back to back with me, Big John. Okay. Now, Mayor, you count off 10 paces.
Just a minute, Yuki. Big John and I got to talk over our strategy. Come on over here with me, Buster. I got to tell you my idea.
Well, now, don't take too long, fellas. Dodd ain't going to last all day, you know, and all duels have to be fought at Dodd.
Mayor, for goodness sakes, I'm not going to go through with this.
Now, Buster, I told you I had an idea. Now, listen to what I'm saying there, will you?
You fight the duel after all? Wow.
I'll tell you if I'm going to fight the duel after I hear what the mayor's idea is.
Well, listen. I'll make you fellas stand back to back right over there by that bare spot in the grass. Then when you take 10 steps this way, Buster, you'll end up right here by this big tree that Sparky's hiding behind. Then when you get to it, you just jump behind it. Yuki can shoot at you, but he'll never hit you because you'll be behind the tree and the duel will be over.
Hey, that's a good idea, Mayor. Okay, I'll do it. Fine.
Oh, man. Hey, this is something.
Well, come on now. Let's go over to Yuki. Well, Yuki. Okay, we're ready.
Fine. Big John, let's shake hands before this here duel begins, just in case we don't see one another no more after the duel.
All right, Yuki. Put her there, old buddy.
Yeah, it's been nice knowing you, Big John. Mighty fine friendship we had.
Yes, it was.
Too bad it had to end this way, but love was love, and you tried to steal Miss Rosalie McClenahan away from me, so sailing air. Okay, Mayor, we are ready.
All right. Stand back to back. Face this way, Buster. All right, ready? Take your 10 steps away from one another as I count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... Jump behind the tree, Buster.
That's exactly what I've done, Mayor. Okay, shoot away, Yuki. No, Big John, I shall have to be a sport about this whole thing. You can take the first shot, fire away, and may your aim be true.
Huh? Hey, Mayor, he wants me to fire the first shot.
Now, Yuki, you just go ahead and shoot at Big John.
No, I'm the one that challenged Big John to the duel. He has the right to fire the first shot. Come on, Big John, shoot at me.
No, Yuki, I won't do it.
Come on, Big John, shoot at me. You don't want to be a killjoy, do you?
I don't know about a killjoy. I don't want to be a kill Yuki.
Now, Big John, shoot that there pistol at me before I haul off and get mad at you.
Mayor, I can't shoot it, Yuki.
Listen, Buster, go ahead and shoot that there pistol. You don't have to shoot at Yuki. Fire it into the air.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, Yuki, here goes.
5. Well, go ahead and shoot the pistol. Pull the trigger. That's all you have to do.
I did pull the trigger. Nothing happened. The pistol must be jammed.
How's that? Oh, what do you know? I forgot to load these here dueling pistols. Hey, wait a minute. Time out a minute, you guys. Time out. Just a minute. I'm taking time out. Let's go on over to the water fountain.
Over to the water fountain? What for? I'm not thirsty.
Well, neither am I, but we got to load these here dueling pistols.
Load the dueling pistols?
Fine.
At the water fountain?
Of course, Big John. These here dueling pistols are water pistols.
What?
Do you mean that you and I were going to fight this duel with water pistols?
Well, sure. You don't think I'd use real pistols that shoot bullets, did you? Half-wit fire could get hurt doing a dubstep thing like that.
Oh, Yuki. Yuki, I might have known you'd come up with something like that. You are something. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, now, what do you know about that? Those pistols Yuki was using in his duel with Big John, nothing but water pistols. Yuki's really something. You know, all along, Big John was afraid to fight the duel because he didn't want to hurt Yuki. You can't hurt somebody with a water pistol. So I guess Big John won't be willing to fight the duel now. And as hot as it's been around here lately, I think I'll just stand between the two of them and let them shoot me with their dueling pistols and let them squirt me with water. Because that'll cool me off. I'll see you later, kids. Just wait till you see what happens then.